This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Here we go. It's our 15-minute morning show podcast. Look at that. Everyone decided to show up. There's Froggy and there's Scotty B.
Hi.
There's Danielle and there's Scary. There's Gandhi, and there's Garrett, and there's Brody, and of course, Straight Nate is shuffling his butthurt cards.
Mm-hmm. Brody looks so blurry. What is your lens?
No, that's a special filter to make him look
younger.
A little grease on the lens.
That's the Barbara Walters filter.
A little bacon.
Let's see, and...
No.
A little
no,
better.
It's a little less blurry. I think you look fine. Where was that thumb before you put it in your mouth?
I know, and then you're going to touch things.
Put it in your mouth.
Anyway, you look good. So that, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so before we get started, Scotty says he has a proposal for a kickstart for the show. Yes. What is that, Scotty?
I would like to propose something for public restrooms. This wouldn't work so well for women's rooms, but I think that for men's rooms, there should be a room for number one with urinals and a room for number two with toilets.
They already have that.
No, they don't.
Well, some do.
I don't want to be accosted by that smell when I just go in there to pee. Like, I just went into the bathroom and I almost vomited. I had to put my shirt up over my nose just to go to the bathroom. It should be separate.
I mean, was it fresh, still sharticles floating around the air?
No. Okay, there
was
still,
yes.
Well, that's what they are, Danielle. You say it all the time.
Oh, I know.
That's gross when I say it.
poopicles.
And we're off to another nasty start. I mean, thank you to Scotty.
The only thing that would do is that would shame the guys going in and out of the number two room.
But wait a minute.
And then people wouldn't go into the number two room. They would just poop in the number one room and it would be a problem.
You can't.
But why is it that you get that and the girls don't get that?
Well, because you really, it's difficult because they're all toilets for you.
It doesn't matter though. We don't want to smell that
No. So what do you want?
Wait. Here's the thing. If it's in the men's room, it's easy to determine where you can pee and where you can poo because we stand up to pee. That's the urinal room.
Yeah. Right.
Sit down to poo. That's the toilet room. With women, you don't have urinals.
No, you
have all toilets. You have to have a sign say, people who poo go
right.
This
yeah,
way.
You would have like a little stick figure sign. You would have like, you know, the woman sign, but there would be like little drops. On one sign, and then the other sign would have like the poop emoji on it.
There you go.
Right.
See, this is why I love us because we can come up with answers to all questions.
Solutions.
Except when the line gets too long at the poop toilets, the women are go poop in the pee toilets.
Well, we have to have someone in there to watch that now, don't we?
Okay, poop patrol.
Did anybody see this picture online? I'm not sure if it's real, but they had urinals in the men's room, but it was like a massive funnel that went to a little hole. And that's where apparently you stuck your dinger in.
What?
And you peed into the funnel.
No.
So to avoid like splashing, because you know when you're a guy and you pee in the urinal, there is some like.
I don't want my thing near anyone else's.
No way,
thing.
Yeah.
Your
dinger
I'm not putting it in a, peeing in a glory hole.
What if your penis is bigger than the tube or just the right size and it gets stuck or something? That's not fun.
It's like playing. It's like playing Operation. If you touch the sides, the nose turns red.
Yep.
I mean, the worst is the big metal trough, like in the nightclubs in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, with ice in it, and the seven guys shoulder to shoulder peeing in a trough.
Yuck. Oh God!
On both sides too. So they're looking at each other.
So look at that. We've been on this podcast for what, less than 4 minutes, and it's already in the depths of hell.
We started there though. Usually we descend into it, but today we just started right out.
The first problem was when Elvis said, "Scotty, you start it."
Right?
No, you know what, Scotty actually was as clean as possible in describing.
Okay.
The problem, the poop room versus the pee pee.
It wouldn't work in our building because we already know that there's people that don't know how to flush toilets in our bathroom.
No, no, but you can't poop in a urinal, so I think it would work.
You'd be surprised, Scotty.
Oh, that guy would. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, do you put paper towels in the toilet in your house?
No.
Why would you do that anywhere else?
Because you're public. A fucking asshole.
Hey, why do you have paper towels in your bathroom? At home.
But it's not even the paper towel. It's like sandpaper. That's the thing. Like, but if you think about it, like, why would you want that?
No one knows what we're talking about. There's a guy that goes down to the men's room, and he takes the hand towels that you're supposed to throw in the trash after you wipe your hands off, and he throws them in the toilet.
Yeah.
To the brim of the toilet, where just...
Because he uses them to line the seat. He doesn't like the seat paper because it's too
thin. No way he lines the seat with that many No way. No way.
It takes five.
I've seen it.
It takes five seafold paper towels to cover the seat.
It was so bad that last week the building management had to bring a shovel upstairs.
A shovel?
It should never come to that.
If you have to shovel out the men's room toilet, you've got
shovel and a pitchfork.
Hey, Elvis. Since we're talking about toilets and bathrooms, can we talk about Skeery for a second? Nate and I were a little dumbfounded by his announcement today in the room when the mics are off. You know Skeery's the bougiest guy we know, right? He buys bougie everything. He refuses to use anything but single-ply toilet paper, which is the worst, awful thing to use.
The thing is, he says his toilet is not a good swallower.
Right.
In my defense, okay, I've never, in all the years I've lived in my apartment on my own, had to use the plunger beside my toilet because I use single-ply. Because I'm always afraid, I've had nightmares before, that my toilet would overflow. And I don't want to see an overflowed toilet.
What are you, are you afraid you're not going to like flush the whole roll down, Skeery? When you go to other people's houses.
Just to clarify, Skeery not knowing what he was talking about, he was convinced his apartment had a septic tank.
Well, no.
He goes, I can't plug up my septic tank like that.
Whatever it is, the thing is, I prefer in this world, in that universe, I prefer single ply to two ply.
When you go to somebody else's house that has double ply, you don't feel like, wow, this is a nice luxury.
This is living large.
I do. I notice a difference.
Are your shits that massive that you can't
would rather walk around your whole life with a chafed ass?
You didn't have to do that, Nate.
It's not about that. It's not about
that. You're allowed to have a lifetime of chafed butt, then maybe your toilet overflows once in 20 years.
There are other things in life, like paper towels, like Kleenex. I'll buy the one with the lotion.
You made your point.
Just make sure you wash your hands, because there's breakage and stuff going on.
Yeah, push through.
I splurge in other areas, not in my toilet.
Yeah, on the hotel's drapes, from what you've told us.
Oh, my God.
No, splurge?
Yeah. Yes, I'm aware of the difference. You know what?
All right. Can we just like tone it down just a hair?
I said splurge.
Scary. Hold your hand up to the camera. I'm going to need to check under your fingernails.
They're all over the seat too. I don't understand how that happens.
All right.
Was that you cleaning it up?
No, Elvis had hair.
You know what? To be honest, in Scotty's defense, the bathroom in the hallway, I don't understand how people don't realize that it's not what they've done in the toilet. I swear it's that they haven't showered. And you don't know you smell like that? How's that possible? Oh, I don't know how that's possible. Right. I really don't.
So they leave behind a little smelly
yes.
smell?
Yes.
The weird thing about that bathroom in the main lobby, there's a picture of Elton John in there.
Yes. Like, so
wait, Elton John and the John?
Yeah, Elton John.
Poor like, Elton.
Performing. Like, you're going to the bathroom and there's Elton John looking at you.
Scary, I'm on your side with the single ply. You're okay.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You live your life.
I'm going to.
No way.
But I told him they sell nautical toilet paper, which just, it dissolves if it's humid outside. It's that sensitive. You should get some of that stuff.
I may.
The stuff they use on yachts and sailboats. And
now I'm aware of its existence.
You should get a tushy and actually have a clean ass.
Sponsor.
Elvis, is nautical toilet paper like less than one ply? Like what is? Like I know you.
I don't even know. It breaks down easily.
The second it goes in the water, it just it's gone. It's magic.
It just evaporates.
That's what I need in my life.
Scary. You use the stuff they use in the porta johns at concerts, right?
Yeah. That.
Ooh, the blue stuff. Okay. Ooh.
I hate toilets. I hate toilet stuff.
Okay. Then get rid of them. Never use a toilet again, Scary.
toilet
toilets.
Right. Are we playing the game?
Yes, anything but this.
Scary plays butthurt every time he goes to the bathroom because you single ply.
Shut up.
Well, Elvis, in your absence, we renamed this game Close Second Brody. Because
why?
After every response, somebody would say a name of a person in the room, and then close second, Brody. He would close second. So,
All right. Well, let's see how it works today.
All right. Here different. We go. Elvis, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Who is the last person in this Zoom room that you'd want to see naked?
Myself.
Close second,
Brody. See how that works?
Likewise, by the way. Likewise.
I didn't say Brody, but since you said likewise, fuck you, Brody. I didn't see you naked in the first place.
Well, how did I get fuck you? They mentioned my name.
You just said likewise.
Well, likewise meaning I don't want to see myself naked either. Not likewise you, likewise me.
Excellent.
My comment was after they commented on me.
I don't want to see anyone naked. I don't want to see anyone including me naked.
Well, take back the fuck you. I insulted myself.
I'll fuck you anyway.
I'll fuck me anyway.
All right, Scary.
Yes.
Who pleasures themselves, i.e. masturbates, the most?
Scotty B.
Not true.
Scotty.
Close second, Brody.
I say Gandhi. I say Gandhi.
Yeah, I think Gandhi.
Yes, I think Gandhi. Let me close second, Brody.
Now, truthfully, again, I don't want to be with myself either. So,
you guys all want to go for the punchline. Let's think real. I think Gandhi's like in that top two.
Okay, so you know what? Maybe Gandhi then Scotty B.
There's no way I knew him more than Scotty B.
No, why do you guys think this?
There's no way.
Well, because that's the persona that you.
I understand that, but you know, that's just a persona.
No.
Okay.
It's fake. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who. Who is least likely to lose their temper, Danielle?
Not me.
Least.
Wait, close least? Second, Brody.
Oh, Scary. No, Scary is least likely.
Yeah. That's fair.
I think Gandhi's up there, too.
I think
Garrett, I've never seen Garrett really truly lose
it. Yeah, that's true. Garrett, too, yeah.
But when you do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's good. You get on that.
Who is, if you had to have someone in this Zoom room living in your house with you, who would it be, Scotty?
I,
I would have to say, Nate, I think we're the most compatible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aww. Yeah. I could see you guys having a little
romance.
You just
want bananas cute. Together.
Close second. Yeah. Close second,
romance.
No. Sorry. Brody. Here's the trick. Time. So Nate has two sets of cards. The red ones will be close second Brody because the red ones are all the negative stuff. The blue ones are the like positive things.
Wow. Is that how that works? Gandhi, is that how those things work?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure how anybody would answer this one. Gandhi, who is the most annoying?
Brody.
Close second.
Brody.
Can he also be first?
Wait, close second, Scotty. Can
I do that? Okay, Scotty's. Okay, hang on. Who handles, all right? Garrett, who handles adversity the best?
I mean, probably Froggy. Yeah. I would think.
There you go.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
That's the first time I've ever heard that. I never heard that shit before.
Scary's very good.
Scary hasn't ever had to handle adversity.
Yes, he does. He just doesn't let it bother him.
Danielle has seen me in times of great adversity, and I'm not sure I handled it well.
I'm Teflon, man.
Yeah, Teflon like your toilet paper.
Okay. Close second, Brody.
Okay, this could be. Somebody could get really butthurt here. Brody, who is the dumbest?
Gandhi.
Oh. Yeah. Close second.
Scary.
Okay, everybody, stand up right now. Stand. Show us your outfits.
Gandhi already is standing up.
Okay. Show us your outfits. Okay, what? Elvis is wearing a black. Okay. So, Froggy.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Who is the worst dressed right now?
Scary.
Brody. Close second, Brody. No. I don't think anybody's really terribly dressed right now.
Yeah, I think we all look pretty
decent
today.
We're all wearing boring t-shirts.
I think we're all wearing the same thing. We're all wearing a t-shirt and shorts, right?
We're dressed for work in radio.
Yeah, right.
I say Garrett because it says kale, and that's disgusting.
So messed up. It's delicious. How dare you.
Kale? It's terrible.
All right. Okay. I think we all know the answer to this one. The least common sense. Sorry, Danielle.
Yeah, that would be me.
It's you.
Oh,
I have kids.
I thought Scary had the least common sense.
I was thinking Scary for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Close second, Scary.
Close second, Scary. Yeah, I was
why?
How much did you invest in crypto?
Elaborate. Well,
or your NFTs. Did
or
you
your
see
restaurants?
The price of NFTs lately?
Okay, all right. Everything took
okay,
shit.
I changed my answer. Scary. Yeah. Close second, Danielle.
He has a septic tank in his apartment.
I don't want to even look at my crypto portfolio. Yeah.
He has a compost heap in his apartment. That's really weird.
Okay. Elvis.
Yes. No,
yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you most like to be your boss in this Zoom room?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a tough question.
It's tough because there are several. I would like Gandhi to be the boss.
Oh, hello, lady. We'd get nothing done.
I don't think that's true. I think Danielle would make a good boss.
Thanks.
I'd work for Danielle.
No, I do. I mean, she's got two kids and a husband, and she has to deal with us every day. I see how that could like prepare her for management.
I could never work for Danielle. We'd never get shit done.
Oh, we wouldn't.
We get nothing done.
So inappropriate. Right.
Do your job, stupid.
We would get fired and be inappropriate.
We'd get fired.
Be sitting in HR every day.
Right.
Yep. We call HR on ourselves.
All right. Gandhi
and Danielle, I would work for them.
Oh, okay, yay.
When are we starting our company?
I feel like I already do, basically.
Last question. Have we gotten everybody answered, I think? All right, Scotty, we'll get through this one.
Jesus, why don't you do one?
No.
Good. Nate, you haven't asked yourself anything.
Scotty, who has the best attitude towards life?
Best attitude towards life?
Oh. Yeah.
I think Skiri. Skiri's like always out and about doing stuff and loving everything, and I think Skiri.
I can see why you would say that.
Yeah, I can see that. Scary lets things roll off of him. He doesn't stress.
I think it's a lack of common sense that keeps him like blissfully unaware of whatever's going on.
Being totally oblivious to the world. I love it. I'm aloof.
Scary?
I think you know what that means.
The world is crashing and burning around him, and Scary's got a bottle, so it doesn't matter.
I feel like you're a lot like my husband, Sheldon, because when something is really wrong that I should really worry about, I can tell by how he reacts, and that's how I am with Scary. Like, if Scary's really worried about something, I know it's an issue. Like, if not, it's just like, la, la, la.
So I'm a good barometer there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so COVID was no problem at all.
Exactly.
other than that.
Yes.
You know, you don't need to wear masks anymore.
Yeah, that was, it was day three, by the way, he was saying that.
I take that back then.
Yeah. Now you gotta ask yourself a question.
Oh, we're done. We're out of time.
Hold on. I would like to point out one thing before we're done. We have gone over the 15-minute mark every single day this week.
You hear that, Justin?
Yes. That means we don't have to do anything tomorrow. Oh, we don't anyway.
All right. Who is the friendliest? Danielle. There we go.
Aww, yeah. That's nice. Aww.
Easy.
Some days.
Are we done?
We ended on a happy note, not a toilet.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, we're done.
We left on a happy note. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Get out of here before someone says something stupid.
Stupid.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.